KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, and proudly being heard in Yerington and Smith Valley on 92.3 FM. We are taking over all of Northern Nevada. But it doesn't matter where you're calling from. The talk lines are still the same at 884-9910. Or, of course, Monica at 991fmtalk.com. I love getting your emails. And Vance, you are absolutely correct. It is BS for them trying to tax our mileage and get something different going. Why? Because they just want your tax dollars. That's all it boils down to. And for Bruce, no, they are not, or Craig, no, they are not going to cut the gas tax. So this is just going to be one on top of another. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk, as we get ready for one of the biggest events to come to Northern Nevada, and I'm not talking about Burning Man, which is going on right now, that imagine that. We've already had one suspicious death out there yesterday. We'll look more into that as we continue to get more information. But I'm talking about the 5th annual Basque Fry. And guess who's going to be leading it up? That's right. Morning in Nevada Pack. Adam Paul Laxalt, who I should be saying Governor Laxalt. But we know how that turned out, but that's okay. You know, we're still behind him and what's going on. And so we are supporting Morning in Nevada Pack. And once again, hosting the 5th annual, I love this, because of the food, the family event, the family atmosphere. There's going to be so much fun so many fun things for the kids. And watch out for the sheep fries that they have. If you don't know what those are, you're going to have a taste of those as well. One of the special guests that is going to be speaking, actually many special guests, Mick Mulvaney, Mercedes Schlapp, Matt Schlapp, Matthew Whitaker, and John Fund. You can find out all of their little bios by going to morninginnevadapack.org. But I got one of my favorite speakers because I watch him all the time on Fox News, or at least when he's on there, and that is Corey Lewandowski, who served as the campaign manager, actually, from January 2015 to June of 2016, and been a frequent commentator on many media outlets. I'm just going to say media outlets because you know I don't want to give those other initials, just Fox News, since we're the home of Fox News. And the currently actually working as the senior advisor to Vice President Mike Pence's PAC, the Great America Committee, for very good reason. He's a good man. Corey Lewandowski joins us right now. Good morning, Corey. Or I guess it's good afternoon for you, Mr. Lewandowski.
Well, thank you, and good afternoon from the East Coast, but I'm excited to come west very soon.
Very soon, especially, you know, with everything that's going on, it's nice to get out and actually talk to people in the rurals, the people who are truly suffering and who I feel that the president is really fighting for. Now, Corey, you're used to the back east and the political atmosphere that happens in Washington, D.C. What should people in the rural communities like Northern Nevada, how do we get them rallied and ready to go for 2020?
Well, as you know, Nevada is going to be a critical state for the president's reelection campaign in 2020. It's a state that we actually lost in 2016. But when you look at what he's been able to achieve for the people outside of Washington, D.C., either through his deregulation of the federal government, which has helped small business owners and individuals, or through the tax cuts that he put forth, the largest tax cut in our nation's history, that has spurred this economic resurgence, to creating $9.2 trillion in stock market value, 6 million new jobs and manufacturing jobs coming back to our country. What the people in rural Nevada also have to understand is that this president is fighting China, who for decades, under both Republicans and Democrats, have stolen our jobs, stolen our intellectual property, subsidized their businesses, and then dumped those products in our soil. And this president has said no more. You give us a level playing field, not only will we compete with anybody in the world, we can beat anybody in the world.
I found it very interesting that after the G7 PAC that all any of the major media could complain about was we didn't reach an agreement with China. And what they neglected to mention was the fact that we did reach an agreement with Japan. And so things are moving forward.
Well, they are. And the agreement with Japan is historic. You know, President Trump and Abe have a great working relationship. But he's also said, you guys have also ripped us off for too long. So this president has been very clear. No more multinational deals, because every time we have a multinational deal, the United States ends up on the short end of the stick. And this president is now doing bilateral deals, ones that are benefiting the United States of America for a change. And the deal that the president negotiated with Japan is one that is beneficial to our farmers, to our rural communities, that gives us additional access to the Japanese marketplace. And for a change, this, I know it sounds crazy, but we're putting America first, which is a pledge he made and a promise he is fulfilling.
And I absolutely applaud him for that. I was first on his ticket with the last time, the very first time he ran for president. And as soon as he came down those beautiful golden escalators, I was on board from the beginning. And I took a lot of heat for that. But I know that we need to drain the swamp and what's going on. But unfortunately, we have a swamp here, too, in northern Nevada. And we saw that come to light when Sandoval, our former governor, and Dean Heller, our former senator, didn't back the president. And conservative losses here were pretty significant, as you know, working with Adam Laxalt, that now we have a Democrat-controlled Congress. We have a Democrat-controlled governor's house. What do we do in the rurals to beat Democrats? I know it's the boots on the ground, the campaigning, but how can people be lifted back up to say, we got to fight for this?
Well, look, I think first and foremost, you know, Adam should have been the next governor of Nevada. I know him very well. He did a phenomenal job as your attorney general, and I don't think you have seen the last of Adam in elective office in Nevada. But you have to remember something. The Democrats have a built-in machine, and when Republicans run for office, they don't just run against other Republicans in primaries or against the Democrats in the general election. We have to defeat the mainstream media, who is a propaganda machine of the Democratic Party. We've seen it time and time and time again. And what this president has been able to do is to push back on those fake news stories, and the media hates it. And if you've seen the New York Times complaining that all of a sudden their journalists are being called out for being anti-Semitic or being dishonest, Lawrence O'Donnell this week had to apologize for his propaganda on television about the president. It is important to remember, when you're in small communities, the best way to get information is from the people that you trust, not from the mainstream media that has historically been slanted against us. And so it's much harder to be a Republican than it is to be a Democrat. It's much harder to be a conservative and to want to wake up every day and go create value in this country than it is to be a socialist and have everything given to you. And, you know, when the president does these things, they call him terrible names, racist, misogynist, xenophobic, you know, anti-Semitic. It's amazing when you
they call us all that now.
They do. And it's so disingenuous. They call this president anti-Semitic, and his daughter and his grandchildren are Jewish. So I don't know how you're anti-Semitic when your family is comprised of Jewish individuals. And it's so disingenuous. And that's why when you're in the smaller communities, stop listening to the fake news. Don't read the New York Times. Listen to your neighbors, the people that you trust, and then you have to work twice as hard. And I know it's terrible to say, but it's true. And you've seen the president's work ethic. That's the only way to fight back.
Well, and I am glad that he fought back against the mainstream media, because even working in it, I saw it as well, and that there is so much bias there. But we also have the unfortunate border with California, and we've had so many people come in from California to this state to change it. And I know we're a big battleground for Democrats in California, that a lot of outside money has come here to influence the way that we vote. But we have to come up with a way to get people to stand up against being called names and bring them back to where we need to be. And that's why I say, check out the Morning in Nevada PAC at morninginnevadapac.org. Come out to the Basque Fry. How much fun is the Basque Fry going to be, Corey?
Well, look, I'm so honored that Adam asked me to come out there. Look, this is a family, fun, friendly environment. It's going to be a blast. You've got some great people who are coming, in addition to, you know, Mick Mulvaney, who's the chief of staff to the president of the United States. If that doesn't excite you of how important the state of Nevada is in the 2020 and the 2022 cycle, that the chief of staff of the president is coming out there, you know, in addition to me and Matt Schlapp and Mercedes Schlapp and John Fund and so many of my friends, this shows you how important it is. And look, it's going to be a lot of fun. We're gonna talk about the issues that are important. We're going to make sure people are fired up. I'm so excited to come up there. I'm actually coming out on Friday. I'll be there all day Saturday. I don't go back home to Sunday. So, look, I've had this on my calendar for a long time, and it is a family-friendly environment where we can talk some politics, we can have some fun, and we can enjoy some time together.
Now, Corey, I am trusting that you are bringing real cowboy boots, and you're not going to be running off to the store and buying cowboy boots just to come out here and be with us.
So let me just be clear, okay? I'm going gator hunting this weekend, coming up right after Labor Day, and I'm hoping, if it's possible, right, I'm going to get me a gator. I'm going down to Louisiana to go gator hunting, and if they can turn my boots around that quick, I think it's going to be tough, but I promise if I come back next year, I'll have my gator boots if I get a gator this year.
All right. Well, when I shake your hand on Saturday, the first thing I'm going to do is look at your feet and see what you got on. Corey Lewandowski, thank you so much for joining us today. And I can't wait to see you in just a couple of weeks, actually. So if you would like to participate, morninginnevadapac.org. That's where you go for your tickets. There's all kinds of different price points. There's military discounts. There's student discounts because, boy, we have got to get to our younger generation and make sure that they understand that they're being manipulated, they're being indoctrinated, they're literally downright being lied to when it comes to their future and what they're losing. The ideals, the rights, the principles of the Constitution, what they are losing every single time a Democrat is elected. Yeah, there are a lot of nice Democrats out there, a lot of nice people. But, you know, when it comes down to that vote, when it comes right down to it, they're going to go party lines every single time. So please come on out and join us at the 5th annual Basque Fry at Corley Ranch. Oh, my gosh, the Corleys. This is actually the best place to have it because it's just so big out there and there's plenty of parking. But get your tickets now because, you know, it is only so big. MorningInNevadaPAC.org. We're going to be back right after this with more of what's going on here in Northern Nevada for all of us. Taxing the rurals. Huh. Who has a big legislative meeting the Tuesday after a long holiday to decide on taxes? Democrat-controlled legislature. KKFT 99.1 and 92.3 FM Talk. KKFT 99.1 FM Talk. Talk lines are open at 884-9910. And of course, as always, Monica at 991FMTalk.com. You can stream the show live at 991FMTalk.com, or you can download some podcasts while you're there as well. So appreciate you being here today because so many things are going on and you're not going to get notice of them the way that you should. So I took it upon myself yesterday to start a Facebook group. I know a number of people don't like Facebook and they don't use it, but people have to have some sort of forum to get their voice out besides the radio, to talk to other people, parents, politicians, teachers. So we started WCSD Rants and Raves. And it's a private group. You have to go on there to make sure that, you know, These are the people that we want talking together. And if anybody bullies anybody, if anybody is causing a problem, that's why it's a private group. If anybody is trying to intimidate others, you will be taken out of the group. That's why it's private. So just go on there. For the most part, right now, I'm letting everybody in because I want everybody talking about these issues. But if you cause problems, you will be kicked out. Thank you to Douglas County Rants and Raves for getting theirs started, because I just haphazardly found that when I was on the internet, on when I was on Facebook, you know, one of these sites that you might like that you can associate with. And I wanted to be a part of that. And I've learned some great things there. And then they decided up, because it was being so successful, they started up Northern Nevada Rants and Raves. It's a place where you can just express yourself nicely, please. Be considerate. We're not like those lefties out there, just the liberal crazies that get up in your face and have to start screaming and calling you names. And if you start calling people names, you're going to be out of these groups, because it's not necessary. You know, if Hillary Clinton walked up to me and said, "Hi, how are you?" and shook my hand, I wouldn't call her the dumb "see you next Tuesday" that I think she is, but you know, I'd be respectful and shake her hand. What do they say? Keep your friends close, but keep your enemies closer. That's what we got to do. That's why people like, well, that are in our legislature right now, who sets the schedules? Who comes up with the meeting times? Yes, I know that the day after a nice long weekend, a Labor Day weekend, which is filled with long, hot hours and fun and family and barbecues and a little bit of alcohol. Who has an important meeting on the Tuesday following, bright and early? Now they say that, oh, this is just, we're just looking at a survey to have the DMV do to get all the mileage from the rurals, from everybody. Doesn't matter if you're in the rurals. You could be have a delivery company here. On your cars, you're still racking up a lot of miles. I was driving around doing something one day. I can't remember. It was for Shakespeare, and I think I was getting donation boxes. So I was going to all of these places. I could have drove over and saw my mom in California and driven back. That's how I just put that many miles just circling and driving out, you know, Sparks, North Valleys, out west, down south. The miles add up. So what do they want to do? They want money on that. Please, if you can, maybe even take an extra long holiday. Make that a bigger holiday for you. Take Tuesday off and show up at the legislature in Carson City. Lee Elliott is set to speak. And as we heard from Jane, if you didn't hear earlier in the show, I hope you go to the podcast and listen back to the first hour, because she made some great points that we don't think about. And that is, when you're speaking to the commission, when you're speaking to the city councils, when you're speaking in front of the elected representatives, lawyers have gotten involved and said, let them say their piece. Do whatever you need to do. Go get a sandwich. Go to the bathroom. Go get a drink. Check your texts. Look at your emails. but don't say anything, because then it'll be on record. You can be considerate and acknowledge them and look and, you know, actually communicate with your eyes that you're paying attention. Anybody hardly ever does that. But just get up there and speak your piece and don't assume anyone is going to talk to you, because that's their break time. It's going to be a tough one. This is going to be, people thought this legislative session was tough. It's going to be even tougher from here to the next one, because all those bills you thought died, thought went away, the sanctuary city, the, you know, we're talking about a state tax. Yeah, state income tax. I mean, when the Wall Street Journal picks it up, you know they're doing more than just milling it around. You need to start paying attention and fighting back. And we are here for the fight. 92.3 FM and 99.1 FM Talk. It's time for Fox News on KKFT. And 92.3 FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. KKFT, 99.1 FM Talk. It's the Monica Jay Show, live and local FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. I'm so glad you're with me today. We've got about a half hour left of the show, 20 minutes, give or take. I like to give more than I take. 884-9910 if you've got something that you'd like to get off your chest today. And also Monica at 991fmtalk.com. If you missed our interview with Corey Lewandowski or any of our interviews today, please, 991fmtalk.com. Just click on podcasts. So I have to thank Dennis for sending me this great cartoon. I asked my granddaughter to fetch me a newspaper. She laughed and said, "Granddad, you're so old. Just use my phone." So I slammed her phone against the wall and killed a big hairy spider. Sorry, I thought that was funny. Kids today, you just got to understand everything has its purpose. Everything has its purpose. So, Vance, I love the way that you think about things. This is so awesome. This is the way our government works and why we are not living and afforded the freedoms that our founding fathers had, because they didn't have then what we have now. They took it upon their best judgment to put everything into writing in a way that we could keep our freedoms. If we paid attention and didn't let the government come in and take them away. By ways of not literally taking them away, but maybe by taxing them away. Remember when Henry Ford and those pioneers and those people envisioning roads that actually crisscrossed the country and all that great stuff got the, see which one, Model A, that was the first, started in the alphabet. Was there a Model B? I know there was a Model T, but you just went out and you bought a car and you drove. Well, if we want to maintain those roads, if we want them to look, you know, good, be habitable, we have to do something as the government. So first, there was the driver's license. Remember that? The right for us to travel by the means we choose, being taken hostage by being fined for not having documents permitting us to travel from point A to point B. got to have a driver's license that is based on a test. You know your vehicle. You know the laws, the rules of the road. You don't just drive haphazardly. I got to find another word. That's the second time I've used that word today. You don't just drive willy-nilly. You know, there's a right and wrong side of the road. Then there were vehicle registrations, which deepened the hostage situation of the right to travel at one's convenience by any chosen means. So that's not just cars. You know, you've got a license plate for your motorcycle. You've got a license plate, special permission for your commercial vehicle. You've got to register your trailer. Some places you have to register your ATVs. So now our neighbors, our community, our elected representatives in position of legislating what we do are pushing a tax that if one refuses to pay, you will be denied your driving permits and vehicle registration. Hence, you're off the road. Privately owned motor vehicles. You're out. You don't get to drive. Because they put this little thing on there that if you want to register your vehicle, which you have to, if you want to have that little sticker that says 2019 to 2020, you have to get your vehicle smogged. Now they are looking at that when you go get your vehicle smogged and they give you that little printout, not for you to say anything about, on that printout is going to be your mileage. And that is going to now go into the DMV database when you register your vehicle. And to have a hearing or a discussion, as they call it, is the day after a major holiday. If you can take the time, head to the legislative building. Head to the legislative building on Tuesday. It's just amazing what they are going to try to put past us between now and the next legislative session. Bills don't die. They just get regurgitated for the next legislative session. The legislature doesn't take off. Now they're working in all of their committees and throwing the ideas out there of who's going to back what. Don't stop talking to your legislators. Do you know who yours are? Do you know who your state senator is? Do you know who your state assembly person is? All those different districts that have been cut up? Let them know that if you need more money for roads, then we need to figure something else out. I mean, thank goodness for the ranchers and the farmers out there. You know, if you've got a truck that you're just driving on your property or, you know, just driving up the road a few feet to get to another entrance on your property, if I were you, I probably wouldn't be registering that vehicle anymore. If you do now, save your money. This is going to just kill the rurals. Whether they're going shopping, whether they're coming into town for entertainment. You know, imagine this, but for those big casino shows we have, we actually get people not just from California, not just from Idaho or Oregon. We get people from Fallon, and we get people from Elko, and we get people from Winnemucca, and from, you know, down in Mason and Smith Valley. This affects everybody. How does it affect me? Well, let's see. I'm going to the Basque Fry on Saturday, and then I'll be going down for the Recall Sisolak rally on Sunday down to the Minden-Gardnerville area. That's a lot of mileage for me, going all the way down there. That's a lot of time for me. An hour, a little over an hour both ways. Actually, it's over 2 hours both ways. I don't care. I love Nevada, Northern Nevada, and all the fun things we have to do here. So much for, you know, taking my trip around South Lake Tahoe that my husband and I love to do. Such a beautiful lake. We just want to drive around it. And then where is the mileage on the bicycles? Where is the mileage on the electric cars? Where is the mileage on... We need to figure out a better way to share our roads, to make sure that they're well-maintained, and to make sure that money isn't going for the BS that legislators and elected representatives seem to put into place on us. Let's go to the phone lines at 884-9910 and check in with Kurt this morning. Hi, Kurt. What would you like to talk about?
Continuing online with what you're talking about there, I'm going to kind of play devil's advocate. You just touched briefly on it, but all the electric cars out there, and they keep on growing. That's fine, but how are they contributing to maintaining our roads? And I have one of my managers at work always has a point that he puts out there, and he says, if you have a complaint, bring me a solution. And that's what I'm asking. What's the solution to getting the contribution from these vehicle owners, electric cars, that don't contribute to the maintenance of our roads?
What do you think about a flat tax, Kurt? Because I look at it, or tolls on, you know, privately owned roads. Because I also look at it that, you know, there are people who pay registration. You know, why do we pay registration fees on a new car that is so much more and it goes down year by year as your car gets older and you're still driving just as much? Why does buying that new car, you know, there are so many questions, Kurt.
No, there are. And I don't necessarily have an answer myself. I'm putting it out there in the term of a thought. If we want our roads, you know, to be improved, if we need new roads, obviously we have to have a revenue source. And I understand the issue with the rurals. So where are we? I don't know, but I like what my manager says when he says, bring a solution. And it's like, okay, what's out there that we can put on the table? The way they're going about it, no. You don't hold meetings with not advertising them to the public. Explain to us what, you know, beyond the limited amount of information that we have, explain to us more in detail who's behind it, because I'm sure there's the road construction industry is probably backing this as well. And I'm not trying to, you know, point fingers at them, but it's like, hey, we need.
Don't even get me started on the road construction. I just had my main road slurry sealed and had to take an alternate route. That was such a poor job on the slurry seal. You can already see in the road where you know the cracks are going to be just after this next winter. I I cannot believe the shoddy work that was put out. But Kurt, I get what you're saying. And I want you to think about this. And I want you to mull it over and think about it. We're never going to see gas taxes go away. And actually, the rurals just saw them go up on the diesel. What about, since everything that goes on the road is or isn't doing damage to it, a one-time tax that goes into that fund on cars, bicycle, all cars, electric vehicles, gas vehicles, trailers, bicycles, motorhomes, big trucks, everything, by weight of how much they weigh, and then you pay that fee, and then you're done.
Well,
what do you think about that?
I think you mentioned something previously whereby, you have a depreciating registration fee based on the age of the vehicle, and that you could still be driving the same amount of miles.
Right.
I don't know. That's why I say I don't know. I've seen what they had proposed in Oregon, and that kind of got people upset. But when you talk toll roads, because I come from the East, yeah, we got lots of toll roads, back there. And I can remember going down one stretch in New Jersey where it was a quarter. You'd go 10 miles, come to a toll booth, you had to throw a quarter in. Now, of course, that's going up, obviously.
Oh, of course, yeah.
I don't know. They have the cameras in the carpool lanes or the fast pass lanes over in California. I don't know if that's something that's viable where you have the sticker on your vehicle and, at intervals there's a way for them to, document you've been on the road. I don't know.
Yeah.
That's
another way of tracking you on the road too. And I'm not crazy about that, Kurt. But Kurt, you bring up a great point, and we can't just complain about what's going on. We have to bring solutions too. So Kurt, thank you for your call. I've got more people stacking up. 884-9910. Yes, I know I keep throwing that number out. Bill, Gino, hang on the line. We'll be right back with you after this quick break. All right, let's do this. We come to talk at 99.1 FM and 92.3 FM talk for all of Northern Nevada. Let's jump to the phone lines quickly. It's Gino. Hi, Gino. What did you want to say?
Hey, Monica. You're talking about older vehicles and, the rates and how they're going to charge them. I start thinking about, the government should be trying to help us, and yet they're on the side of the people, some of the businesses trying to make money. Insurance. Why should I have to pay? Mm-hmm. If I have four old cars, why should I have to pay a fortune on each car? Why do I insure each car, even if they're not fancy cars? But they don't want to insure me. They want to insure the vehicle because that way they can hit me for four things instead of just me and then a couple of small.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the government is – I think the government's doing exactly what the insurance company is doing. They're just looking for ways to get money. They're just trying – instead of trying to help us, they're trying to hurt us. They're trying to take the money. And Sisolak does not like the rurals, and he's trying to go after those of us who live out of the big cities. Anyway, we're running out of time. I thank you.
Absolutely 100% correct. Thank you, Gino, for that call. That was very eye-opening. And Belle, what would you like to talk about?
Well, it's very similar to Gino's call. It was, you were lining up the different things we have to do now to be on the road. And I don't know how many years ago it was, but I can remember when we didn't pay car insurance. And then they said, you have to have car insurance. It's great for those who have accidents. For those who don't have accidents, why? But anyway, if you want to pay out of pocket, why couldn't we do that? Personally, I like the insurance, but now they make it mandatory. So if you've got a vehicle, you have to have that,
And did you notice that when they made it mandatory, Bell, that's when the prices started to go up and there was that competition to keep going higher and higher because they know you have to have it?
Exactly. And not only did it go up, they now can report it to the insurance company, and the insurance company then goes to DMV and your license is involved in it, you know, your driver's license. Why? You know?
Yeah.
What if I want my car to sit in my driveway? Do I really need insurance on it? According to DMV and the insurance corporations, yeah, I do. In order to keep my
Well, you even need to have a special registration if it's just going to sit there, non-operative or something like that. So, exactly. Belle, I get exactly what you're saying. Thank you so much for the call. I've got to go. Belle, you have a great holiday weekend, and don't drive too much. That's the thing. It goes back to what Gino and Belle were both saying. They want your money. They can't budget worth a damn, and they just want your money. Have a wonderful holiday weekend.